In the headlines, government announces a series of major projects aimed at building out the cultural sector. Strong support from some PSV owners for a crackdown on indiscipline in the sector. The BUT renews its call for security officers at every school. An engineer urges Barbadians to better understand electric vehicles before purchasing. And Australia is to ban the use of social media for children under 16. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Government has announced a series of projects to take place within the next 2 years aimed at boosting the country's cultural industry. The disclosure came from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley during the official opening of the Marcus Garvey Amphitheatre in Queen's Park last evening. Delivering the feature address, the Prime Minister said government has saved the necessary funding for the construction of three major projects, which include a national art gallery.
We have also agreed to have the financing of those three projects. One, a theatre in the Barbados Heritage District at the same location of Newton Burial Ground. The second one is the Richard Stout Amphitheatre at the National Botanical Gardens. And I'm happy to report that after months of negotiations, the public servants have now put the cabinet in a position to agree to that amphitheatre, which will also be completed next year as we speak. And the third thing, at last, the National Art Gallery. We have agreed that while we had asked at the beginning of the IMF program, the artists to be able to work together with other philanthropists to get this gallery off the ground, that the government of Barbados is prepared to step up and play the major role now in making that National Art Gallery become finally a reality.
The Prime Minister also revealed that Queen's Park will be further developed to be used as a hub for creative expression.
Queen's Park will also see further renovations over the course of the next year or so. We determined, and we announced this before, that this must be the cultural hub and the place where Bajans formally and informally can get to know one another and to participate. And therefore, we will see different hubs. We already have the hub committed to theatre with the very modest Queen's Park Theatre that is there. We have the art gallery that is there. We expect to have artists in residence. We expect to have an area with a studio. We expect to have the headquarters of the National Cultural Foundation go just behind at the back where the agricultural station used to be. And this work will roll out as an evolving thing.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. There's strong support from some PSV owners for a crackdown by the authorities on indiscipline in the sector. In fact, Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, believes it's time to weed the worst offenders out of the system altogether. He was reacting to the latest viral video showing reckless driving by a PSV operator.
The demerit point system is there. You get points, you have your license suspended for a period of time, and that's basically what it is. Because if you give a driver a vehicle as an owner, yes, if the driver is continually doing the same thing over and over, then the owner is responsible. He should take responsibility for that. But if you give a driver and somehow he has this lapse and does something as silly and as stupid as this guy was doing, and as dangerous as this guy was doing, then he is responsible. That's such a silly, very, very dangerous act by this driver, and it should never be allowed. We need to get these types of drivers and these actions out of the sector, and immediately.
Chairman of APTO, Anwar Nana. The Barbados Union of Teachers has renewed its call for security officers to be stationed at every school. Recently, a security officer was assigned to the Workmen's Primary School in St. George for the first time after school staff were reportedly threatened by a parent. And the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, C2SAB, has issued a statement urging increased security at school facilities. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, welcomes the support, noting they have been pressing for boosted security at school for some time.
The security staff there, they spoke yesterday about the need to have security officers in every school. That is something that BUT has been echoing for years. And we support the stance taken by city staff. We are happy that they are supporting our stance, I should say.
BUT President Rudy Lovell, an experienced engineer at the Barbados Light and Power Company, wants Barbadians to ensure that they have a firm grasp of the functions of electric vehicles before making their purchase. Robert Harewood made the point at the Barbados Sustainable Energy Youth Forum yesterday as he weighed in on the concern raised by a Ministry of Energy official over the importation of used EVs entering the country.
Batteries, we know batteries could be prone to fire, right? But batteries are emerging technology, and the technology is advancing all the time. Batteries go through rigorous testing, a lot of testing, to ensure at different levels that they have a certain degree of safety. So a lot of things you need to understand in terms of how the batteries make up and how they're certified. And there's some batteries that you can shoot a hole in it and it can still operate without burning.
He also addressed challenges experienced by the owners of the first set of electric vehicles that were brought in.
In the early stages, you might have found that when the first batch of vehicles that might have come to Barbados, or the early EVs, the batteries might not last as long as they expect. That might be related to the chemistry of the battery. It could be related to the cooling systems. There are different reasons why the battery don't last as long. So you really need to understand maybe the history of the product, as well as what sort of work went into creating the product as well.
Senior engineer at the Barbados Light and Power Company, Robert Harewood. Barbadian rum is seeing a surge in popularity with sales on the rise, both locally and internationally. This from Stade's Rum Distillery Visitor Centre Manager Ramon Watson, who said this growth has been further fueled by Plantere Rum winning the Best Rum Brand of the Year at the Spirits Business Awards. Mr. Watson emphasised the focus remains on producing high-quality products that honour Barbados' rich rum heritage, while appealing to a modern and growing audience.
Internationally, rum is on the rise, and even visibly here in the local market, with our brands being no more visible around a certain demographic, like we're seeing more 18 to maybe 30, 35-year-olds embracing rum. So what I could say is, back then, maybe a few years ago, persons would see rum and recognize rum maybe as a spirit of intoxication. What we are recognizing now is that people are able to embrace rum and savor rum.
Stade's Rum Distillery Visitor Center Manager Ramon Watson. Researchers in the United Kingdom say they have found the first new treatment for asthma attacks in 50 years. The injection dampens part of the immune system that can go into overdrive in flare-ups of both asthma and a lung condition called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. The medication, benralizumab, is already used in the most severe cases, but the latest research suggests it could be used routinely for around 2 million attacks in the United Kingdom each year. And Australia will ban children under 16 from using social media after its parliament approved the world's strictest laws. The ban, which will not take effect for at least 12 months, could see tech companies fined up to $50 million Australian dollars if they do not comply. Recapping the top stories, government announces a series of major projects aimed at building out the cultural sector. Strong support from some PSV owners for a crackdown on indiscipline in the sector. And the BUT renews its call for security officers at every school. That's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. A reminder not to miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.